Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean.
God's Will and the Ocean. True Father Speaks on the Way of the Ocean, page 289. August 28, 1996, Morning Garden. Who are you? What are you doing here? Where are you heading? Where will you go? The purpose or the destination must be clear. Otherwise, you will end up on a march to nowhere. If you met God and asked him, "Where are you going, Mr. God?" what do you think God would answer? God knows where he is going, and he knows what he desires. He has an absolutely clear-cut desire, goal, and purpose. Is that purpose for one small village or town, city or nation, or for the universe? Of course, the small matter is part of the larger concern, but the important thing is that no matter how small or large, everything is connected to the ultimate goal and purpose. What is that ultimate goal? In one word, it is one world, a peaceful world, a world of ideals, and a world of perfection. That is not only the goal here on earth. It is also the goal of the spiritual world. So that is the purpose, one spiritual and physical world. Can God fulfill this purpose by himself alone, or does God need anything else? Because you know the divine principle, you know the answer. The divine principle teaches us that God cannot fulfill the purpose alone. God needs man, absolutely. The important thing is this. God knows how to bring about such a world. He knows the structure of it. However, the problem is this. Man himself doesn't understand the plan. Thus, God has had to announce his plan in advance in order to prepare man. That is, at the proper time, he will send the Messiah to lead the way and let mankind know how to live so that he does not remain in ignorance. Throughout history, man has pursued value, but has interpreted that value in his own way. In other words, man has pursued his own idea of happiness. For example, Japan has a goal that is centered on Japan. In Red China, the people thought that Marxism-Leninism would be good for their country, but they found out that it led to failure. Here in the United States, people think that democracy is best for their nation. Every respective country has devised some goal, but struggles today in failure. The ultimate goal for which we are headed. Let us think. What is nearest to me and most valuable? People are looking all over for this kind of thing, but they look too far. They look way beyond themselves. What is very, very close to you and also extremely valuable? You say, true love. Okay, but how can that love be ignited? What is the essence or origin of that love? How does true love begin? Does it begin among brothers or friends? The origin of true love comes from God. Therefore, the fundamental and basic relationship of mankind is to be united with God. God and man. However, when you say mankind, you mean both men and women. The most dynamic relationship happens between men and women. When that relationship is centered upon God, that is the trinity of true love. God, man, and woman. This is the basic and most essential relationship which fulfills all mankind's needs. What is God's position to men and women? Teacher? What kind of teacher? Somehow teacher doesn't quite describe the relationship of true love. It must be something better than teacher. What about master? Master and servant? It doesn't sound quite right either. It somehow doesn't fully connect to true love. So then we come to the concept which fits most closely to true love. Only parents can encompass that kind of love. Well, if the first human beings, Adam and Eve, were the parents, where does that leave God? What was God? How should we address God properly if we call Adam and Eve the parents? Fortunately, man has what we call the spirit. He has a spiritual part of his being. There are two aspects of man, spiritual and physical. For this reason, we can have both spiritual as well as physical parents. God can dwell in the spirit of man, and in this way, we would have God as our spiritual parents and our parents as physical parents. Centered on true love, God dwells in oneness with the parents on earth. Unless this standard is born, there is no way to bring the spiritual world and the physical world together. This is the focus and central point to which God has been trying to awaken mankind. When we know this goal, this relation between God and man, we know who we are and where we are going. We are to be the embodiment of true love, both spiritually and physically. We are to be in the image of God. The ultimate direction in which we are heading is to be the image of true love in the fullest extension. Therefore, God is always with the people who are going towards this standard of truth, this embodiment of love. God shall always be with them. When you grasp your parents and within them God is existing, you are holding on to true love. How does God dwell within us? Centered on true love alone, God dwells within mankind. This is the highest ideal which humanity has been pursuing throughout all of history. Who are you then? Who are the Moonies? We are the ones who will propagate and fulfill this ideal, making it reality. If you ever cut yourself, what is inside? No matter how many different places you might cut, you would find more of the same inside. More Moony, more Moony, more Moony. Your body is just one chunk of Moony. The real and genuine Moony cannot be digested by Satan. That Moony is the personification of the spirit of true love, the embodiment of true love. Therefore, the genuine Moony is like real gold, containing the true spirit of God. Satan cannot make any claim for that person. You have measurements over here. You measure by pounds and inches. You have 1 inch and 1 pound for which you have an original standard. Do you have two different standards or just one? Every factory and home in America has measuring tools, which use inches and pounds. Something is long or short, heavy or light, according to how many inches or pounds it is. However, an inch is always an inch, and a pound is always a pound wherever you go. What is the first original inch of the Unification Church? Well, you immediately said, Father, so I can only concede that you are not so dumb. Then what happens? You, looking at what kind of material you are, measure up to me, and then you find out just how you measure up. You see that and say, oh, I'm a little short, or I'm a little bit too light. Do you have this kind of scale, this ability to measure? Show me where it is. The amazing thing is that each one of you has this scale. In your mind, you know it. You have the ability to detect and measure where you are inside. Why did you come here, first of all? You came here simply because of me. Without me, no one would have come here. You see that I am starting some kind of ocean venture, that I have some kind of vision for the ocean, and you say to yourself, if Father is interested in this, I've got to be interested in it too. That's why you came. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation of The Way of the Ocean.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Godible. Godible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.